Timberlake Tree Service.
Hey, Joshua. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good, about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I was just calling to see if you're ready to get everything set up.
I'm Ashley, and just I'm on my way to Texas Roadhouse for dinner right now.
Okay.
I mean, I can give you a card number if you want.
Okay. So, okay, let me go ahead and get this last name.
Timberlake.
Mm-hmm. Email?
T-I-N. Oh, email, tree dot, wait, babe, is it tree dot service dot? Yeah, tree.service.1988.
What's the dot
there? Wait, I don't know. Hold on a second. Double check it. It's been a long day. I've been working like 10, 12-hour days out in the heat.
Yeah, out in the sun. I think it's tree.service1988@gmail.com. I don't think there's an extra dot because it just came up as a valid.
No, but there's it's at the end of 1988, there's a 2.
Oh. There's an extra 2? Okay.
Yeah, because 1988 was taken, so.
That's why it came back that way.
it's my birth year. So, yeah, it's tree.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tree.service.
Mm-hmm.
Dot 1988.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
So there is 2 dots in it. The tree.service.1988.2@gmail.com.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. And then the billing address is the 4386 Windcliff Circle in Orlando, Florida.
No. I don't know why they put Orlando on. I'm located in Melbourne.
Gotcha.
Melbourne, Florida, which is like 45 minutes away.
Yeah, that's a pretty good difference there. Okay. And the actual address on that, was that information correct?
Hold on a second. Babe, what's our address?
3016. The 3016.
Uh-huh.
Savannah Way.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment 105.
Got it.
That's Melbourne 32935.
Got you. Okay.
We just moved like a month ago, so I can't remember our new address.
That's okay. So should we put Babe down as an authorized user on the account?
No, she doesn't know nothing about trees.
Okay. I didn't know if she was going to be helping with the back end of this kind of stuff. That's more or less what I was thinking. Okay. So I've got that. And then I can go ahead and I've got all the other information. We can take the card information. But the one thing that I do have to be able to do, Joshua, is I have to be able to schedule the onboarding call with my technician, which is where the magic happens. So, you have to tell me a time that's going to be between 10 and the first appointments are at 10 and 11 a.m. or the last ones is between 6 and 7.
I say nighttime is always best for me because I'm busy during the day running estimates and doing jobs.
Okay. So do you want me to schedule you for tomorrow between 6 and 7?
Yeah, that's fine. But pretty much everything you guys see on my home
mm-hmm.
advisory page and all
right.
the pictures
right.
and my profile talking about the company, you guys pretty much just take all of that. And you
right.
guys can build the websites and put me on Google and a Facebook like you guys did last time.
Right, but we have to have the documents from you in order to do that. Like, we have to have a copy of the business license and the insurance.
Oh,
in order
yeah,
to
I
do
can
that.
Send that to you.
Yeah, so that's why we'll have a client onboarding call, and I'll keep it as brief as I can. So I've scheduled that for you tomorrow between 6 and 7, and what I'm going to do is try to push it as late to 6:30 as I can because I know that you prefer that, okay?
I mean, you guys have been calling for like 2 weeks. You guys seem like as soon as I get off work, you guys are literally calling me. And I'm like, I'm trying to have dinner. It's like,
right.
It's always a long day when you want a tree company.
I understand. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Sure. And if you send me an email address, I can email you tonight my business license and insurance.
Okay. We can go ahead and do that. Absolutely.
Okay. The card number is 51.
Mm-hmm.
43.
Okay.
77.
Mm-hmm.
20.
Okay.
0. 71-78.
Okay, I think I'm missing a digit. So I have 5143-7720. 06.
Yeah, 71.
71, I am. Okay. And then 7178.
Yep.
Expiration month and year?
11/27.
3-digit code on the back?
424.
I need to set a security question for the account. Your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
We could put Travis for my mom.
Okay, perfect. All pet. Right. Oh, we just need the one. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just the one. So I'm processing the account now, and then you're going to receive a text message here in just a second. That's going to go ahead and let me see here. Okay.
$300, right?
It's, yeah, you're looking at the $299 month to month, no contract, but it's telling me that I have an ABS mismatch. So I just want to make sure that the billing address for the card is the 3016 Savannah Way.
No, right? It's not.
Okay. What's the billing address for the card?
Oh God. Honestly, I gotta look up the old, because this was a few years ago.
Sure.
I got that card. Just hold on 1 second. Bear with me.
Take your time.
I gotta pull out Google Maps and...
Well, at least we have the ability to do that now, right?
Exactly. That's like, well... On. I think this might be it. There you go. Okay, so you ready?
Mm-hmm.
77-70. All right, and then it's SSHERIDAN Road.
Sheridan?
Yep. Okay. Melbourne, mm-hmm. Melbourne, Florida, 32904.
Okay. And then the last 4 digits of the card is 7178. It expires in November of 2027, and the security code is 424 on the back?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and try this.
You guys probably thought it left you hanging, huh?
Well, I had to go to my son's football game on Thursday. I tried to call you Thursday morning to tell you, hey, I'm not going to call you till Monday because I was going to be out of the office and stuff. But when you called back in, you were already busy, and I didn't even get a chance to tell you. So I sent you a text. But I don't even know if you got that. So everything is good to go. Client onboarding is scheduled for tomorrow. The last thing I have is I'm sending you this one last text message right here, Joshua. I just need you to click the two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, that you are the authorized user and signer, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
That's ready.
My old lady's over here talking crap because I got her name on the LLC.
Well, I tried. I tried, babe. I tried to tell him. You heard me.
I want to talk to him.
I do that for tax reasons. I had an LLC put in her name, but I'm the asset owner.
Yeah, no, that's super smart. You got to keep it. You got to keep it straightened out. Okay, so your login credentials.
I've proven it before. You guys remember last time I was with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
I learned a few things since then.
That's super smart. You gotta learn those lessons. So unfortunately, you had to learn a couple of them the hard way, which I'm sad.
Yeah,
to
with
hear,
Bobby
but.
Still in the company.
Right. So we've got everything here. We'll go ahead and have that onboarding call tomorrow between 6:30 and 7, and we'll get everything squared away for you. We're going to be calling from our 877 phone number, okay?
Okie dokie.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.